yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
Mike Sauter.
I would agree, Damon.
Mike Sauter.
Yeah.
Mike Sauter.
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
Mike Sauter.
Hey, we're winding down Friday as we do every Friday with Mike Sauter, apparently. It's Acres Ale time, too, to wind down my weekend with. To go into the weekend with. They brew their beer with what kind of corn? Whose corn's better, DB? Nebraska's corn, that's right. Crisp and clean with a light, refreshing flavor. It's locally brewed. It's the perfect beer. I'm telling you guys, when you are done with high school basketball tonight and you're like, oh man, my week is cashed, get an Acres Ale.
God, I'll be
the one you want.
I'll be sprinting too because I'm coming from Millard sprinting. South, which is arguably
Elkhorn South.
The second worst place to watch a basketball game that's not West Side with the parking lot to get to West Side, Elkhorn South.
Omaha Central's pretty bad.
Yeah, but you know what? I know where to park.
That's we'll true. Talk on the about back side that. Under the.
Yeah, I got. And because I'll walk on the front end to get out quicker on the back end. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have any problems.
Yeah,
people want your segments to be longer, and so I told people, full disclosure, when we cut out the uhs and ums, there's a lot of information in between. Wow. So what? We're family, right? Yeah. We're not in the
constructive criticism, right?
That's all right. Yeah. I just need to go. I just stuttered right there, didn't I? God dang.
Wait, sounds a lot like you right now. Muscle soreness.
You want to wrestle me? I feel like this is about to go down.
Are you yelling timber?
Like I don't know if you saw, but the people's champ is here.
He hasn't picked up on your mannerisms yet, but Sauter's kind of serious.
I'm a little serious.
Oh, well, really? He's kind of serious. Remember when I bet him that he couldn't do 25 push-ups, and then it turned into Shane doing push-ups?
So he did 24 and 3/4.
He did. He almost got
I
there.
I did 25 very easily.
Hater, where are you going tonight?
I think I'm going to go back. I was at West Point last night for the East Husker Conference girls semifinals, which was North Bend Central and Oakland Craig won those games. And I think I'm going to go back there for the boys. Here's why. Howells Dodge, I think, has a chance to make a run in D1. And I just like to see as many teams as I can that I think might be in the conversation for a state title. So I know what I'm talking about when it comes to March. So I think I'm going to do that. By the way, Caitlin Emanuel she needs more run. Like,
well, it's the coverage, though. I mean, it's –
she's phenomenal.
We need more Mike Sauters.
She is
Mike Sauter.
She might, if there's like athlete of the year stuff, she's definitely in the conversation. 100%. And has been. They're trying for 4 straight state titles in basketball. She's made it in volleyball a handful of times or led her team to it. We're talking about North Bend Central. And the crazy thing about it is she doesn't really care next level stuff. She's never done AAU or club volleyball stuff. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. She's lifeguarded and like thrown hay bales and stuff. That's it.
Who wins tonight? The girl Patriots or the lady Mustangs?
Ooh. That's at 5:30?
You know it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a tough. That's a, well, one big rivalry game, right?
Yeah. Zero love loss.
Less than zero, probably, if you can get there. Is that Millard South?
Correct.
Maybe Millard North, just because I like the depth.
Do they have enough dog?
That's what the thing is. Because I know the three girls at Millard South do have that in them, and you're gonna have to play hard, physical game, all that stuff. And I don't know. Gosh, now you're making me want to change my mind on where I go to.
Well, it's gonna be a fantastic environment.
Yeah. Elkhorn Southwest Side is another one on the boys. You could double dip. Hey,
can I ask you real quick, what makes them so tough to play against? Because they don't have an elite player outside of maybe Elkhorn South.
Huh.
Outside of Noonan. I mean, Noonan is tough, right? And I love it. I'm a huge fan. They make life miserable on everybody.
Yeah, I think, one, they're pretty balanced. And good athletes. Like Jackson Muller Swan's good athlete.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Was great football year.
Throw him a ball.
I think Alec just provides a different. They're not a bunch of rah rah looking.
Now he's
guys.
A dog.
Yes, but there isn't a bunch of look at me. you know, whatever. They're not they make a play. They're not like talking stuff or standing over somewhere, whatever it is. I think that's probably why. And I think they're just undervalued because they have a 25, 26-year-old head coach, 26.
JJ. He's great. I saw him scouting.
He's going
the other day at Westside.
He will be at Elkhorn South for his whole career or as long as they'll let him be.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he went to high school there. He's all in on it.
What do you expect from the middle of the pack? Because there's some good
A.
Yeah.
Man, there's good game. There, we'll see. There's a lot of breakers this weekend. Last night wasn't really that much, but like Southeast Prep. Southeast now won 7 in a row after they beat Norfolk last night. That's a huge one tomorrow night. Pius, Bellevue West. Bellevue West Prep is tonight again. Can that change? I think the Pius playing Bellevue West third game in three in this week for Bellevue West. Tougher test to kind of come back from. They started really slow against Sioux City East the other night on Tuesday when I was there.
And then it just went
bang, flip. Like, wasn't even close.
Yeah, they didn't even have to shoot it well.
No, and they didn't. It's another game where they didn't. So
I wasn't sure if Sioux City East showed up.
Well, they kind of did.
So after. As we got closer to that, a lot of people said that they were overrated before that game even tipped.
Yeah, a little bit of a paper tiger, I think. They what took some shine off that game, Sioux City East lost to SBL or on Monday night, and then they had to go to Bellevue and play on Tuesday night, and SBL Sergeant Bluff Luton. I always mess that up.
That's okay. He's the guy. That's his wheelhouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they lost to
the Warriors.
Their first loss was to SBL on
Monday. I told Sauter that SBL team always finds a way to make a deep run in postseason.
Yeah.
Always. They're never the best team,
you know,
but they always go to like the semifinals or the final.
It'd be kind of like how we compare would be like kind of like losing to Bennington or something, right? Like, you think that's the comp.
They got
like
a big really they got a big team. One tonight too.
Yes, they do. Class B is I'll just move on to that. And Class B boys last night, holy cow. Like,
I don't know what happened in Platteview.
Ralston beat Platteview. Yeah. Elkhorn North beat Mount Michael in the Palace at Mount Michael.
Yeah, shout out to Team Spooner. But Elkhorn North, they're going to be a thorn for somebody that doesn't prepare well.
Here's something here. Elkhorn North's boys are in Scutts Subdistrict. Mm. And the first game of the year they played, and it was a little tighter than people really thought.
Wild card points.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, before we let you go and get to the dump, a nice little piece on the 2024s, which I don't know. Did you? I think we saw this coming right. 3 or 4 years ago with this group, but it's exceeded expectations.
Yeah, in the 2024
– Football.
Yeah, in 2024 football class, there are 7 kids right now with power conference offers in Nebraska. That's a lot. So, and there's a handful. Asha Murphy was the most recent one with Nebraska. Feels like that's probably the favorite at this point. It feels like there's a handful that could get more, like the Rezacs and Spadies and at Westside. And then Sam Thomas is a guy at Elkhorn North that's a lineman that's popped recently here. Joseph Stein, we talked about last week about how
Northwest.
Iowa State went in there. There's just like can we get to 10? And there's probably going to be someone that camps super well that we just don't know about right now. So can we get to 10? That's the question.
So last week, this is before this piece came out, but when you start putting the scholarship offers to paper of those top 4 or 5 guys, you're going to be well over 75 Power 5 offers between those guys.
Right. It's a lot. Like right now, you just like Kalen has 15. Caleb is with 7, 8 right now.
Man, he's up to 10.
10, yeah. McMorris is trending. Caleb Pyfrom is trending. Like all these guys are trending. They just keep coming and coming. And it's not like regionally, right? We're talking Virginia.
Duke
Vandy. And Carolina and like Stanford, Vandy. Like all these places have – started coming in here a little bit. So it'll be real interesting to see what, Rule and his staff, obviously they're working really hard in state. It's tremendous.
Did you catch his line the other day about how when he said,
"This is what we do"?
You basically. You guys are making it seem like this is a big deal and we love it, but 8 schools in a day,
yeah,
shouldn't be a big deal. And I was just like. Yeah. You know what I wanted to say? Well, tell that to
last.
No, we.
That's what I will. I'll say it. Tell that to the last staff. But
I remember Mickey saying that, and he was like, he's like, no, that school is not on my list, but I'm going anyway. I'm here. Like, this is what we do.
Mickey did a really nice job, especially in Omaha, for sure.
Of bridging the gap. Yeah. That's gonna be undersold, but he kept Nebraska.
Benson's and Brian's.
He kept Nebraska in it. Yeah, he really did.
He's eight
in a day, no big deal.
It's a lot. People don't factor in drive time, too.
Like,
you got to drive to these schools, and then you got to stay at the school for how long?
I remember when
Coach Rude first got here, and this is how the talent level has changed. He was going from Scotts Bluff to Burke.
Yeah, crazy.
That's 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
Sauter, we'll continue conversation with you over to Morning Dump. But for the show today, thank you for joining us this week on Coffee and Cream. We'll be back next week. Thank you to all of you that showed for our live event at Hale Varsity Club. Again, that's on the first and third Fridays of every month. If you want more, go to Morning Dump. We will see you next week on the show.